Hello guys, and again welcome to the Alna Podcast, and I'm your host Sharit Sharma. So guys, my today's topic is about why he and she matters more than you. So guys, when you are in a relationship, your partners matter more than anything or even yourself. When you are in a relationship, your partner's needs, desire, wants and happiness should come first before anything else. And we all make this mistake by putting our own needs ahead of our partner's. And I'm not saying that you should sacrifice all of your needs, desire and wants for your partner, no. All I'm saying is that whenever you can and most of the time, if you can, obviously, try to put the needs of your partner ahead of yours. If this is something that you can do that they want you to do, or it is about something that they want but you don't want, if you can, please make that sacrifice for them, because you are in a relationship for them, not for yourself. When you are in a relationship, you are with that person because you love spending time with them. But if you are like putting your own needs ahead of theirs, and if you are being selfish, if you only desire something from them, and if you are only there to get something from them, you are there for your own selfish motives and not to love your partner. When you love your partner, you put their needs ahead of yours and you try to make them happy whenever you can. And again, I'm saying that it's not like you can like sacrifice all your needs and you should just forget about yourself. No. All I'm saying is that if there are two choices to make in any condition, what you can do is that put their need ahead and then ask for what you want. It doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice what you want. It is just a simple way to put them ahead of you and ask for what you want later. And if this is something or there is something in which you both are not agreed or can't come to a conclusion, what you can do is that if you can, try to sacrifice your needs or what you want for them. And yeah, it might not be possible in all the cases. It might be something that you truly want, or it might be truly something that you don't want your partner to do. And you can obviously say that, yeah, I want this and I really want this. But it should be like for 20% of the time. You should put your needs ahead of theirs for like 20% of the time, and only when it is really necessary and important for you. But the other 80% of the time, what you can do is that try to make them happy, try to put their needs ahead of yours. And mainly as a man, it is our responsibility, or you can say our duty, to make our partner happy. And this is not only about guy, girls, man, woman. I'm telling this to everyone who is out there in a relationship that don't be selfish. When you are in a relationship, you are there for them, to love them, to love the other person, to love your partner, not to like satisfy your own needs, desire and wants. And again, I am not saying that you are wrong and right. No, I am not going in that space at all. All I am saying is that when you are in a relationship, when you love someone, you always try to make them happy, do something for them. So if there is any kind of situation or something that is happening in which you can put their needs ahead of yours, why not? Even if you might have disagreed, or even if you don't like it, you can just look at them and understand that if that person is happy, if my partner is happy, what's the problem? And yeah, it might not be the case for everyone and in all the situations. That's why I have said that 80% or 70% of the time, try to put their needs ahead, and only about 30 to 20% of the time try to put your own needs. Because there will always be some things that you don't want your partner to do or want your partner to do, and you can obviously tell them. But if you're just going to tell them what you want all the time for, let's say, 80% of the time you are only about what you want, what you desire, then how will your partner feel loved, and how will they feel that they are in a relationship where their wants are also satisfied and what they want is also took into priority and into the consideration. In a relationship, needs of both people are important. So what you can do as a partner is try to put their needs just a little ahead of yours and their desires a little ahead of yours. Then only say what you want, what you desire, because it will make them feel loved that, yeah, this person cares about me and yeah, he is putting my needs ahead of his own, and it will make them feel loved a lot. Because guys, I have seen that many relationships out there are just about being selfish. Girls, guys, boys, men, everyone just are in a relationship to get something from their partner. It can be like sex, it can be nude, it can be time, it can be love, it can be care, it can be anything. Everyone is there just to get something. But a pure relationship or a good relationship, I would say, would be in which you give something to your partner. You give your love, you give your care, you give your time. And it shouldn't be forced. If you really can, if you really want to, if you really love that person, you will do it naturally. But when you don't love that person at all, when you are just there to satisfy your own needs, you will just put your own needs ahead of theirs. And again, I am saying that a ratio of 80 to 20 is good enough. And what about, and you might ask, like, what about the other 80% of the needs that you have? Yeah, have them, like, tell them to your partner, but only after you have given her your love, care, desire, wants, and when you have done your job as a man or as a woman or as her partner or his partner, when you have given them what they want in a relationship, like love, care, then you can obviously ask for what you want. All I am saying is that most of the time try to put their needs ahead of yours, and only after their needs and wants are satisfied. And it shouldn't be like physical wants only, it can be emotional wants, it can be you being there for them, and only after their needs are satisfied you can put your own needs. It will help you both to maintain a balance in which both of your desire and needs are fulfilled, and you both will love each other a lot more than before. And yeah, 20% of the wants that you put ahead of theirs would be wants that you truly have. Like, it should be like the most important things. If you are just gonna have to put 20% of your wants ahead of theirs, they should be important, right? You shouldn't be like, it shouldn't be wants like, oh, I want you to love me. No, you shouldn't like waste those 20% in very like obvious things. You have to use those 20% that you have. You should utilize them to ask for very necessary and important things. And the other 80% of your time, put their needs ahead of yours. Because they are your partner, they are your loved ones, they are the people that you care about, and they are the people that you are in a relationship with. So love them, take care of them, and fulfill their needs ahead of yours. That's all for today's episode. If you like it, please share it with the friends, family, people you love and care about. Thank you again.